and the victory of thy banners. This search is like a cock crowing and proclaiming that the dawn is at hand.
You see, everything in this book he has prepared, he realized that you could read as a story and this and that and judge yourself. He said, no. Yearning. That's all you need. That yearning is just like the noise of that bird early in the morning. Means the morning is coming, the morning is coming. This is what we are trying to repeat. This is what you should repeat for yourself. Your hope should be in this, that it's coming. If I'm thinking about it, means it's interesting to me, means it is attracting me, means it's pulling me towards all that. It's like that. So if you like to become good, you are already at the second step. But don't let go of that, wanting it, because it's yearning and yearning and yearning. Yes.
Although thou hast no equipment, do thou be ever seeking. Equipment is not necessary on the way of the Lord. Whomsoever thou seest engaged in search, O son, become his friend and cast thy head before him.
What was that? I told you, it's only yearning. The rest, forget it. If there's no instrument, you don't have possibilities, it doesn't matter. Look around you and find somebody who is yearning. Walk with the fellow. Because you will excite each other for that yearning. It will give you the courage and you will understand that you're not alone. You will walk with the fellow so both of you are safer. Because here, the most important part of you is what? It's not in you. This is what we're talking about. The most important part of you is your meaning out there, right? What do we mean by that? We mean relationship with other people, remember? That's what the problem is. We don't look for we look for us and them. That division. We cannot put everyone together. And that's the key. He said, in that we help each other. This is why we walk together. Because we think walking together is a main part of it. Because I want to become better. Why should I like to be better? I'm doing fine. That yearning for being better is not for being better for me. It's being better for we. So that's what I want. Not for me, for we. You should take care of that. Be sure that you know the value of the fellow who is walking with you. It's not just accompanying. It's much more than that. Because when you are walking alone, what will happen to you when you're walking alone? You submerge yourself in yourself. You think about yourself more and more. You become selfish, narcissist. What will happen when you walk with someone else? You feel the attachment, you come out of you. You will be more ready to become we when you are walking in a group. Because the group are not only helping you and pushing you with presenting the same, are a part of a cure walking with them. Because when you're walking with them, you should behave differently. You should think about their pace of walking and all of that, right? So this may change you even. Pay attention to the fellow who is sitting with you. Yes?
For through being the neighbor of the seekers, thou thyself will become a seeker. And from the shadows of the conquerors, thou thyself will become a conqueror.
Why? What is that? Yes, it is. That if you're walking with the good people, you become better. If you Working with the criminals, you become worse, okay? Why? Because right at the beginning we said, you are not you. You are you and a meaning outside here of you. You is not in your body only. We don't believe that human being independence. Because we know the dependence here, and we know that that dependence is the culture. If the other people are not, a fellow could be here, the animal, but the culture and civilization will not. And that's what we are talking about. The meaning of you, the meaning of you is not in you. It's other. So when you want to practice this path, you should be in a group to understand that, yes, I'm a part of it. This is something that I'm a part of it, and I want to be the part of it. Yes?
If an ant has sought the rank of Solomon, do not look languidly on its quest. Everything that thou hast of wealth and skill in the handicraft, was it not at first a quest and a thought?
Good question. Is it or not? Is it, listen, for us, yearning is the beginning of a process. Without that, the good stuff doesn't happen. I know if I tell you that an ant was looking for Solomon, you will say, what a silly ant. An ant is seeking Solomon. Okay? This lady is not seeking Solomon. Which one of them has a better chance? So why that looked silly to you when I said an ant? Doesn't matter if it's an ant. It's seeking Solomon. It doesn't matter if you're a little person, if you're small. If you're seeking something good and big, you are good and big. Because you are what you are seeking. You are your potentialities. What do you want? What do you become? Because there is no you, you. The only moment that there is you and you say, okay, this is his or her you, is the moment you die. Okay, that's you. But now, this is a frame of a movie I'm looking at. Who knows the next frame what will be? Because you're becoming something. And who is doing it? Yourself. If you stay there, you could be lost. If you find some people to walk with you, then you're lucky and your chances improves a lot. So that's that. Let's start another story. The story that we'll listen next time, inshallah, we'll read. It's a story. Now we change the subject totally. We stop this. The parenthesis is closed. Now we start the story of a fellow who looks very silly. Just like the auntie, I said, this little auntie sitting the Solomon. Imagine a fellow like that. When we tell you the story is a little bit bizarre. And you will have difficulties to understand it. Again, Rumi will come in and will try to explain that. Listen, I'm making up a story. It's not about that fellow, it's about you. I'm making this story up for you, okay? And the fellows I'm talking here are not necessarily human beings. Don't rush to the judgment. Of course, you rush, and he knows that. The story goes like this. There is a fellow who is a lazy fellow. How do you feel about him now? Suddenly he's negative, right? This lazy fellow doesn't ask for anything from anyone. He asks only from God. What? Everything. How? Easy. the fellow will say, oh my God, I'm lazy. You created me like this. Therefore you should help me with it. Give me the best, and I want it cheap and fast. How about that? This is the story of the God. It's an interesting story, isn't it? What will happen to him? Could you imagine? The interesting thing is, the fellow is sitting down and praying, suddenly the door is knocked down and the cow will come in. Good barbecue. The fellow will kill the cow and have a good barbecue. Then a guy will come. What did you do with my cow? This was my cow. Your cow? I didn't know that. I was asking him something and he sent me the barbecue. So what? This is injustice. They fight. They have to go to the judge. Who is the judge? David. We know, because he's the strong fellow, that the iron is like this to him. The beautiful, the best, David. David will look at him and say, okay, you made a barbecue, give him the price of the cow. The guy will explain, you the David, you are the prophet. This is, you see, my God, even your prophet doesn't listen to me. The prophet listens and say, let's reflect upon this. We'll come back tomorrow. David will go home, then we'll go up, talks to God, and they play chess, comes back, I don't know. Okay, now he knows. Next day, everybody's out, he will come and say, okay, I reflected upon it. You fellow, forget about this cow. And I suggest, even you give him a little bit money, because the guy has nothing. So, what? Is this the judgment? Is this the saying of prophet? He had my cow, and I have to give him some money? He said, yeah, maybe even better than that. You should give him whatever you have. The guy will explode. Then David will say, you're not listening to me, huh? Let's go. They go out of the city, there is a tree, and they say, dig down here, you will find a knife and the head of the father of this fellow who was killed by you. You are not the owner of the cow. The cow was his. You killed his father and you took whatever he had. And that cow is his. See how bizarre this story is? To say what? To explain something important here about what you think about and what really is happening. At the end of the story, when all the confusion are here and he's sure that you're confused, he sits down and says, okay, now let me explain to you who is who here. First of all, that fellow, lazy fellow, is your apple. Do you remember which apple he's talking about? Not the intelligent one, not this one. The other one. The real one. If you remember good, at the end of the book 1, he said, you should remember that you have 5 senses, physical, give you information from this universe. You have another 5 inside of you, which are more important, which are level to the level, the extension of you inside of you. He said, the first thing is, first thing is something you feel, but you don't have the logic to defend, but it's obviously clear. Common sense. What is common sense? Common sense is something that is not proven. It doesn't need